This is the second part of my contribution to day two of October. And the question that it's about is, why does some music matter to me and some music not matter to me? I made a first part of my contribution by making a mistake. I approached the topic as, why does music matter to me? And I address that. Now the question is, why do some forms of music matter to me and some forms of music not matter to me? And when I use the word not matter, it means are important to me. So, to be very blunt, why does operatic music matter to me? Why does operatic music matter to me? Matter to me so much that if you said to me, Paul, there's an opera singer singing up, practicing up in the house on the estate. Do you fancy going up to have a listen? I would immediately say yes. And conversely, if you said to me, there's a hip-hop artist or a country and western artist practicing up on the estate, I'd say, well, I might drop up. I quite like to see it, but, you know, it depends now on what happens and a phone call comes in and I miss it. Okay, just operatic. There are other forms of music that would stop me in my tracks. Leader does. Music from the 1960s. Certain music from the 1960s. But again, certain music from the 1960s. Any Tamla Motown music will stop me in my tracks. Why? I could say it's nostalgia. Music which, for some reason or other, hooked me, turned me on when I was a teenager, likely to stick with me for the rest of my life. Why opera? I grew up in a house where almost no opera was ever played. I had an uncle who sang as a tenor in living room and didn't care for the way he sang. One day I went to an opera in Dublin and I got hooked on the raunchiness of it, the sexual side of it. And then I started going to more. But I wouldn't have been interested. It wouldn't have meant anything to me if it didn't connect with some basic raw impulses that I had. And in this case, it was raunchiness. I'm big into stories. So music that has stories within it appeal to me. And music that doesn't, that is just beat, doesn't appeal to me. I think that I've got a basic instinct, a love of stories from my childhood. I don't know. All I can say is that's a big question. And I haven't thought enough about it. But I think there's something that connects with the earliest part of my life, maybe right back to infancy.